So good morning, good morning, good morning. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, and I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm about to say. When I say you don't fuck with the kid here, I don't mean that I'm Superman. I just go about my stuff. I just try to live my life. I try to do it the best way I can, and God knows that I've made my mistakes. But when I put my mind... let me put it this way, and I know everybody says this, but how many of you are willing to put the work in, you know? When someone really fucks with me, when someone really crosses the line with me, and I know it's true with all of you, it has to do with family. People fuck with you, fuck with me individually. I mean, they do it for a long time, and we take it, and we go back, we scrap, we do what we... But when you begin to plot the absolute fucking destruction of a human being when they fuck with your family. And such has been the case in recent, let's say years, with certain forces of nature, okay? And I said on many occasions, don't do it, you know. Don't do it, Barnes, just like Francesco Quinn there in Platoon, just like Sidney Poitier in Raisin in the Sun. Don't do it, Willie. Don't do it, man, because it's... Well, some people think they're smarter than the average bear, and they're not, you know. Some people are, but some people... Don't ever think you're smart and you're not. The most fatal mistake you can make in life is thinking you're smarter than you are. Boy, Jesus Christ, you'll come back and it'll haunt you for the rest of your life. And so the ongoing process that I have been involved in here, which is, quite frankly, the result of the efforts... of not just myself, has again tightened the noose. Perhaps fatally. I don't want to, you know, I'm not a cop, but I just want to say, you know, don't, you know, there are certain people in this world, and I'm not saying that I'm the baddest cat on the fucking block. No, I'm just saying what, you got to be smart. See, in this world, it isn't how loud you yell. It isn't how badass you look. It isn't how many threats you throw around. It isn't, some people lie. They lie very, very well. Some people can spin a tale of bullshit, the likes of which will, you know. And, of course, there's a difference between what someone does for a living and who they really are. And of course, in my case, you know, people have often made the mistake that because I'm kind of a clown, that I'm some guy they can fuck with, or that I'm not quite smart enough, you know. Well, I didn't get to where I am in this world by being a fucking dumbass, you know, and I didn't get to this point in my life by just rolling over for motherfuckers, you know. It just, you know, anybody that has ever experienced some success, you get there because you got to have a little bit of street fight in you. You have to. You're going to get chewed up and spit out. I think most people who are failures, if you want to put it that way, in this world, or are not happy with where they are, is because they can't get in and mix it up, and they're scared. They would never admit that. Few people admit to two things: not getting enough sex and being afraid. Nobody. Well, let me put the not getting enough sex thing. Some people do kiddingly, but nobody ever really, you know, means it when they say, "I just don't get laid enough," you know. Unless they're talking to a really good friend of theirs, and that friend won't laugh at them. So anyway, long story short, you know, I just will reiterate that. And the individuals who want to know, you know, the individuals to whom this would be significant, they know who they are. Yay!
All right, so you're talking about...
No, you better not... Don't say it, Margaret, because the whole thing... It's very hush-hush.
Very hush-hush. I also want to say this time that I'm very sorry. I feel very bad for some people in relation to this. I don't know them personally, but I know of them. And I also know of certain, shall we say, institutions, organizations. I feel bad for anybody that doesn't recognize when they're getting... lied to, you know, when pathological liars particularly are very effective. They're very effective. Cops will tell you they're the best that they ever see. When a guy can stare you right in the face and just insist that he is one thing, when in point of fact he's something else. And a lot of people get taken by that. And I would get taken by that, were it not for the fact that some, you know, some things happened in my life that got affected. And then you start looking again at certain things. But I feel really bad for certain people who will go unnamed. they got sucked in, man. They got taken in. And they're still, their names are still being used in concert with this individual. He's trying to weasel his way out of this fucking thing by basically trying to implicate other people in criminal behavior. That's really fucked up, you know. And I would just say anybody who knows, for instance, the moderator of the old fan forum, you gotta tell him to keep his fucking distance. If I'm not saying that he's, you know, doing anything, he's probably doing everything smart. But I mean, this other cat that we're talking about, he's trying to implicate him into a criminal involvement, saying that he had knowledge of shit. I mean, that's there. I'm telling you, there's places some people will go, man. They can't sink too fucking far enough into the goddamn shit. You know, they live in shit, so. Yeah.
I mean, what do you want from me, man? I'm just here sweeping the floor, baby.
You know. I was thinking here because I called up CVS Pharmacy. And, oh, I haven't called them yet, but I will. You know, it's a very good lesson in life. If certain people fuck up, it doesn't matter. If certain people fuck up, it sort of matters, but, you know, it's not. And if other people fuck up, it's really kind of a big thing. So here's the thing. This is an interesting thing. I make more money than a cat working behind the counter at CVS. There's no question. And yet, if he fucks up, people don't get their medicine. If they don't get their medicine, they could be very, very sick. I wouldn't say so far as to say that they would die, but they could be very sick. If I fuck up, the worst thing that can possibly happen if I fuck up is somebody loses up to, say, a year's worth of subscription money, because it's just a big fucking waste of money. Okay. Well, so what is that? I don't even know what that is anymore, Alex. Maybe $70 or something. I don't know how much is a year's subscription to the dough. It's probably $50. Let's call it a month. Let's just say a month is $9.99, full access backstage pass. If I fuck up, you've lost a whole month's worth of subscription because, Jesus Christ, this guy sucks. Okay? And his website sucks and the whole thing sucks. I would say that in the overall scheme of things, losing $10 because Phil Hendry sucks on the radio is not as bad as not getting somebody's prescription right at the pharmacy counter so that when they get home, holy fuck, I got the wrong medicine. This may be, or they take the wrong medicine and it could have some physical effect on their health, you know? That's the clearest example I can give you of how in life, you know, there's really good mistakes and bad mistakes. And there's really mistakes that don't matter and other mistakes. And it has to do, oftentimes, with the guy that makes less money than another guy. I make way more money than a guy at CVS, and yet my fuck-up doesn't mean shit. It doesn't mean shit. You know, the guy at CVS doesn't make hardly any bread. Or I'm talking about the counter person now, not the pharmacist. That cat could fuck someone's health up, you know. So that's the ticket that we put on things in this world. That's where we're at right now. So it's and that's where we've been at for a long time. But I mean, point is, I think personally, I think that that is something that we're going to have a reckoning over. And I don't mean, you know, Armageddon or anything. I'm just saying that we got to figure that one out because in my opinion, that's what's really wrong with this fucking world. The fucking value that we placed on things is way fucked up. It just is.
What are you saying? You should make less money, Phil?
Maybe. Well, I mean, people in my job, anyway, I probably don't make as much as I should, and there's a lot of other motherfuckers that do what I do who make way too fucking much. How about that? Let's start there. I would love that. That's my kind of, reckoning, if you will. All right, so we'll go over to the news this morning. Now, what are we not doing? Oh, I got to set up. Tonight, it's our backstage pass. So just to encapsulate or to recap, if you haven't guessed, nothing, you know, momentous has happened, but the information that I've been gathering over the last almost 2 years now, it continues to bear fruit. And exactly what I thought would happen has happened. The individual we're dealing with is such a psychopath that they will continue to snarl as they are backed into a corner. That's what psychopaths do. You know, they're not really people to be feared. They are just sort of people to, you got to kind of keep a spit, you got to keep your spit rag up over your face because you don't want to get hit with their snarling fucking spit. This particular guy is, from the very beginning, when I was dealing with this motherfucker 6 or 7 years ago, I knew what this guy was. Just another garden variety, run-of-the-mill, pathological piece of shit. And I said, okay, great, you know, this will be one of... Because a lot of people that are stalkers and people that harass and people that, you know, do that online are sadistic. And the sadistic personality is, you know, it goes together hand-in-hand with psychopath. Okay? And so this cat... Every time he gets nervous or pissed off or angry, you know, he always acts out. He can't keep himself from acting out. He can't keep his fucking mouth shut is the problem with this guy. And I remember saying to him back when I was, you know, just beginning this process, I said, you know, you really ought to shut up, man, because you just talk too much. And that's the whole, you know, problem with, I think, in the world of criminality, you know, what's a lawyer tell you? It's just don't say another fucking word. But this will be a process that will, you know, we'll have to put on our fucking, we'll have to get a spit shield up like the cops get, and we'll have to put on our fucking gloves that keep us from getting infected with a disease, and we'll have to, you know, reach in and handle a snarling animal, you know, and grab the snarling animal and then throw it into the fucking back of the, Humane Society, thing, you know, and take it off to the pound. That's what you do. That some people are just, people are like animals. It's the greatest, I think it's the greatest example I ever heard. People are like animals. You find some people are like dolphins. They're swimming in the sea, and they're happy to see you. Some people are like sharks, you know. Some people are like, most people in a lot of ways are like otters. And otters are really cute, and they you know, wade in the water, and they're holding hands, and they look really cute when they're, you know, cracking the fucking albacore shell, and you just want to hug one. But the minute you walk up to a fucking otter and you try to put your hand on it, it will take your fucking arm off. It'll take your face off. An otter is a nasty motherfucking animal with any creature that it perceives to be a threat. I saw otters at the Aquarium of the Pacific that had been rescued, and I actually saw them. I don't know what it took for these trainers. They're brilliant down there at the Aquarium of the Pacific. We support the Aquarium of the Pacific. We suggest that you take your kids there. It's a great place. It's a rehabilitation and rescue place in Long Beach, California. If you come to California for a vacation, go to the Aquarium of the Pacific if you have time. If you live here, go down there. If you haven't been there, you're crazy. It's a great place. And I saw they'd rescued some otters. These are animals that have been injured to some extent. Animals that have been somehow they've been forced out of their habitat for a reason they can't get back. There's a lot of reasons why wild animals need the rescuing and rehabilitation of human beings. They're out of their environment. For instance, sea lions are often adopted by the Aquarium of the Pacific and people that do rescue because they're pups. They're very young, and for some reason, the mother has abandoned them. And they're by themselves. They're not going to fucking live, you know. Anyway, these fucking otters, man. I watched these otters so well-behaved that the person there in the cage or in the aquarium or where they keep the otters is generally a biologist of some kind or a marine biologist. So the biologist is in there with a toothbrush, with toothpaste, seafood flavored toothpaste, ain't shitting you, to brush the teeth of the otters, because the otters have got to get their teeth brushed. I don't know why, but that was what they were doing. And the otters would walk over, and the way an otter walks, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but an otter is almost like a snake. They have this long, fucking, very, you know, elastic, not elastic, but it's very pliable kind of spine, and they just kind of walk along, and then they sit up on their haunches, and she brushes their teeth. And when they finally have their teeth brushed, then they get a little piece of fish. So that's how they do that, you know. And why they brush the teeth of otters, I got no fucking clue, man. Obviously, otters don't brush their teeth in the wild. I don't know. What is that, you know? It's something the people down there know. I mean, it's why they're so great, you know. They know shit about, like, brushing the teeth of otters and shit, you know. That's, I don't know, man. To me, that's what I would love to do. I love this Jaguar commercial that shows the three fucking villains. One of them is Mark Strong. The other is Ben Kingsley, but I don't know the name of the actor who's in the helicopter. Anybody know? It's a fucking great commercial. All right. Got to get some news up. All right, we're going to have a short show today because we got a lot of shit to do. We got tonight at the Improv in Irvine. It'll be a blast. You know, come out and just kick ass for you tonight. I hope you enjoy the show if you're going. If you're not and you want to go, I think there's tickets available. It is, I don't know. I mean, it could very well, we're close to a sellout. How many are left, though? I have no idea. You might call the box office or go online and check and see. But we're getting up to that point, and most possibly, I don't know if it's likely, but possibly it'll sell out by the time the show starts. That's generally how I am told by those that know how these things go. So it's going to be about an hour, maybe a little bit less of the show. Then we got to get on the road. I got all kinds of shit that's got to get done. Love this lifestyle. That's Rich Gang. That's one of Phil's five, one of our top five. It's a beautiful thing, man. Now, what is being aired? Nothing is aired on the Samcast. So for one half hour, well, that's interesting. Okay. It's okay with me, man.
Lifestyle. Doodin, 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 doodin.
No, I don't want that, man. No, 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 motherfucker. No, motherfucker. What is today? Thursday. Tomorrow we'll be back, and we'll have a BSP show for you on Saturday, I should say. A BSP show for you on Saturday. An original BSP show on Saturday. Oscar Pistorius trial. What happens after the verdict's read? This is one of those stories I could give a fuck about. How about you? You guys interested in this story? Not me. iPhone is out. iPhone 6 versus iPhone 6 Plus, bigger. Somebody said they saw it. I was talking yesterday. We did a great, had a lot of fun with Paul Scheer yesterday at LEG. And Paul is, he's doing all kinds of shit. He's on that show, The League. Paul is on, you know, National Terrorism Strike Force. He's on Hot Housewives of Orlando. He was talking about the Apple. I think he, did he get one? I don't know whether he got one or not, but. Okay. So we'll print that one off because that might just be some kicks there. I don't know. Could be not. I don't want that motherfucker. Oscar Pistorius, Scotland, European Union, Atlanta Hawks. Hawks canceled meeting with civil rights leaders. Atlanta Hawks canceled a scheduled meeting between the CEO and the civil rights. His community was greatly offended. How can the fucking Atlanta Hawks, of all the organizations in sports that ought to know better, in a city that is a majority black, I believe the population, a majority are African American, okay, a city that has been quite a success story when it comes to, for instance, let's take the off-maligned affirmative action, which everybody loves to hate. Affirmative action, as I've been fond of saying, built Hartsfield International Airport, came in on time, it came in under budget, 30% minority contracts. It is now the busiest airport in the United States, and I don't know if that means the world or not. What? Oh, I guess. So, you would think that this, and Atlanta's had a great many black mayors, black police chief, female police chief, female black police chief. You know, Atlanta's a great example of a beautiful city, well-run city, and a city with, you know, a lot to be proud of, and, you know, and a city that's diverse with a multi-racial city, etc. So of all the goddamn teams in this fucking world, the Atlanta Hawks, you'd think, would have their shit together, but I guess not. What's going on with the Red Sox, man? Orioles complete three-game sweep with a 10-4 victory over the Bo Sox. Hoo-hoo-hoo! Jesus H. Christ. Red Sox mathematically eliminated from the Major League Baseball playoffs. 22 and a half goddamn games out of it. Jesus H. I mean, the reason why we pay so much attention to the Red Sox is because of the obviously the legacy of that city and the legacy of that team, I mean. Richard Kyle has passed on. He played lovable giant Jaws in James Bond's films. He's dead at 74. 7 feet, 2 inches tall. Some people, yesterday I was talking to a guy on Twitter and he said, there's Jaws. Somebody said, yeah, but how about that scene in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Guns or Knives, Butch, Guns or Knives? And I said, yeah, I love that scene. And it turned out we were both wrong, because that's what Ted Cassidy, who played Lurch in the Addams Family, Ted Cassidy played Harvey Logan. Harvey Logan was a notorious member of the Wild Bunch gang. And yes, they were called the Wild Bunch. They were not called the Hole-in-the-Wall gang. The name of that gang was changed because there was a movie that had come out already called The Wild Bunch, a movie that had been made by Sam Peckinpah. Lest we forget that when it comes to historical accuracy, first things first, my fine feathered friends.
Point about internet speeds? We slowed down and up escalated.
This is crazy.
I don't get it. This one is working.
Shouldn't up be as fast as down?
I don't know.
The American actor Richard Keels died in hospital after breaking his leg, although doctors are not connecting the accident with his death. The 74-year-old had been in a motorized wheelchair for some time following a truck accident.
Ah, shit. I'm trying to,
Several years ago, which led to him easing off on his acting career. The role that made him famous was as Bond villain Jaws, a role he only got after turning down Darth Vader in the first Star Wars because he felt wearing a mask would limit his acting. Towering 2 meters 20, Keel was also passed over for the original Incredible Hulk TV series because he was deemed not bulky enough, and a lack of sight in one eye meant wearing green contact lenses was too limiting. He also had a number of TV roles, and in fallow periods, taught maths at night school.
In fallow periods. Jesus, that's right. He got electrocuted. Richard Keel. Did he say Keel? I hope I got the name right. Christ. You know, he's one of those guys.
The American actor Richard Keel's...
Richard Keel. Did we print that off?
Yes, I hope we did.
Yes, we did. Jaws, baby.
That guy was the big tall guy, right?
Yes.
Well, you know...
Richard Keel, I knew Richard Keel very well. No, that wasn't Lurch.
No, that wasn't Lurch. Lurch was the guy in the Addams Family.
Oh, Lurch was the guy. Oh, that was Ted Cassidy, a lovely man.
Yeah, sure.
What is that supposed to mean? Yeah, sure.
Margaret, you didn't know either one of them.
I didn't say that I did. I'm saying, were I to know them this early, and he's pissing me off.
Yeah, you don't know him.
I said if I did know him, he would be a lovely man, I'm sure.
Well, that's a very nice thing to say.
Well, how do you know? Maybe the guy was a turd. Maybe he was 7'2" of asshole.
Could be. Only he was 7'4".
Oh, so he lost 2 inches.
It happens.
Especially around a woman like you. Help me!
All right. Okay, I gotta... All right, I gotta do something here, man. Even if it's wrong. You know, do something even if it's fucking wrong, man. Missouri, what's up here with Ferguson? Missouri enacts 72-hour abortions? Abortion waiting period. Yes, yes, yes. We must consider. Missouri women seeking abortions will face one of the nation's most stringent waiting periods. They overrode the veto. Missouri expands gun rights in schools. Missouri lawmakers, 33 arrested as Missouri police block protest on highway over teenagers. Why don't you get some fucking black cops in that town? Jesus Christ, fucking dumb. You know, but I do. I honestly wonder if certain people are still deluded, you know, into thinking that they're going to walk away from certain things. You know, this one guy I'm talking about, man, he fucked with the wrong... I'm just telling you, this guy's been getting away with his shit his whole life. I know how these people are. I just know how they are. Ever since they're little kids, they've been pieces of shit. And no question, this dude, from the time he was fucking popped out of his mother's womb, this guy was a piece of shit, okay? No question. That's the the psychopath is a piece of shit from the gate. And I don't give a fuck if they're cute or whatever. Well, how do you know they're a psychopath? I'll give you an example. Some little children have been caught trying to flush kittens down a toilet. And when they were caught, they would cry. Not because they were sorry for what they did, but because why can't I flush the kitten down the toilet? Now, that is a very, very, very early example of a lack of empathy. No fucking empathy. They can fake it. And what they do in life is they learn how to fake it. They learn how to pretend like they give a shit. They learn how to pretend. And one of the things that our boy is doing is he's got a Twitter feed where he just dumps a whole bunch of shit that he thinks is going to be really cool onto it. You know, he doesn't know. He fucking, you know, he's got all these quotes. He couldn't know what the fucking quote means, man. If his fucking balls were put, you know, you put a blowtorch to him, he wouldn't know. Then he's got a bunch of fucking pictures of some shit. Then he's got some other shit. Then he, you know, stock prices. It's all a bunch of shit. And when you look at it, what you are looking at is what this guy wants the world to think he is. You know, a guy that likes music, a guy that loves quotations, a guy that reads the Bible, a guy that, you know, all just... But it's all just thrown on there. Some of it, lots of gun stuff. Lots of fucking gun stuff. That's when you know the guy's pissed off. Lots of, all kinds of gun shit on there. That's, you know, you really pissed him off. He's like, put your gun stuff, you know. But it all is haphazardly thrown up there. Doesn't mean anything. Half of it isn't fucking linked. It's just, it's nuts, man. It's woo! I'm telling you. You get up close and personal with some of these people, man, there's fucking nothing going on behind the fucking eyes. They're just like dead, man. The only thing that gives them any laughs at all is being able to control things. Fuck with things. The best thing that ever happened to your average sadistic psychopath is the internet. Believe me, the internet is what gave those guys a reason to fucking live, because they get online after they spend their whole day being fucked with by people, being told that they're big pieces of shit, that no one cares, and, you know, had themselves a good time. All right. Good morning and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We are live here on TuneIn this morning. This is going to be a shortened show for obvious reasons. We have a one-man show tonight. I got to get on the road. I got to get some shit done. I was talking during the pre-show. CVS fucked up a fucking, prescription of mine. I don't know whether I got to go over there and get that thing or not. Probably not. I think I have enough shit to last me through the, probably the weekend. But I'm going to have to go over there probably and correct that problem. I got to go get a friend. I got to go tell a friend. I got to see a man about a dog. I got to see, the dog's got to see a man about me. And then we got to get down to Irvine and get checked in the hotel and then run to the show another time in my mind, you know, because that's how I do it, man. I do it in my mind. The other thing I'm going to do in the show tonight, I think, is I'm going to take things a little bit more slowly than I did during the last show at the Improv in Hollywood. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show.